Welcome into this week's SGU Athletics Department Press Conference Podcast. I'm Josh Martinez, Editor-in-Chief for the University Journal and a sports broadcaster for Thunder 91.1. Here we have the SGU volleyball team to talk about their upcoming matches this weekend against Idaho State and Weber State. Opposite hitter Shannon Benson will talk first, followed by middle blocker Taylor Heine.
Like you said, four home matches. How do you feel?
Excited. I think that it's going to be a good test for us to come back from those wins on the road and to play just like we did, play consistently throughout these home matches. And it's exciting. It's a fun environment at home, so it's going to be a good building for us right in the middle of season, I think.
Shannon, you've only had the two Big Sky matches at home so far, and they weren't, I hate to say this, but they weren't stellar.
Mm-hmm.
Recovery now. Are you feeling like the success you had at Montana and Montana State, is that at least changing the dynamic around a little bit better?
Yeah, I think so. I think that having those two wins on the road is definitely a confidence builder, and that we're going to bounce back from those wins on the road or those games at home. There's nothing we can do about those now, so they're just over, and we just can learn from them and move forward and play really strong at home.
Playing Idaho State is never easy, though. They've been near the top of this league for the last couple of years at least, and they've got a couple of the Lyman sisters are now together on the same roster. How do you guys counter them? Have you learned what do you think you want to do to get past help you get past them? Either one of you.
I think Coach Wilton and Coach Choate have definitely been working on practice this week. We've been working on our blocking and defense as far as that goes and their shots. And I think we just need to keep preparing for them in practice.
Do you feel like there's a lot of volleyball left, trying to just ride the flow out? You feel like you're riding the flows out a lot better, the ups and downs?
Definitely. I think these past two games on the road in Montana, I think that's going to help us for these next two home match or the next four home matches that we have coming up, and especially in the Idaho State and the Weber games that we have this weekend.
What changed between the weekend here at home and this past weekend for you guys to come out in those two dominant performances?
I think just working on our side. I think we had just a few, not necessarily kinks, but just a few things that we needed, team chemistry. We just needed to come back together after our home matches, and it was just a completely different environment. We had been on the road for five straight weeks and then come here, and it's a lot different to play at home. And so I think that going back to Montana, we just knew we had to work on our side, not necessarily worry so much about what the other side's doing, just work on our side. And I think that it was a good building weekend just to work on our side and get our team chemistry going for these next four matches we have.
Did not realize that you're in a boot. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you gonna play?
Yeah.
Okay. Did this weekend up in Montana, did Coach throw anything new, like position changes or formation changes in to try and counteract?
No, not really. We had Michaela on the playing right side this weekend, which was great for us. I thought that she did a great job this weekend, and I think it really helped us out on the block. And just to have her out there, we have a really big block, and it really helped us defensively.
Taylor, for you in your senior year, as the kind of weeks progress, is there any more pressure as the season's gone along?
I don't really think of it as pressure necessarily. Let's see, you can't really like let that get to you at all. I think we just have to take it like one week at a time and one game at a time, and obviously just work on getting wins and getting back to the Big Sky tournament.
You guys feel like you have something to prove now you're playing at the next four games at home? Is there something to prove
I think so, definitely. Yeah. Just as far as like, I just feel like we could play a lot better than we did before. Our performance here at home wasn't necessarily stellar, as Tom said. But I definitely think that we have something to improve as far as that goes. I think we have a lot to show out there.
Yeah, I agree.
Since you've done so well on the road, you want us to move your matches to the high school gym so you can still
I don't know about that. I mean, Shannon's played there before, so I mean, maybe. I don't know, Shannon. How do you feel about that? That'd be kind of at home for her, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Exactly.
But all jokes aside, is it just a coincidence that you guys played like that at home, or was there something on the road that you guys were doing together, kind of camaraderie, I guess, to help you play better?
I don't think that we changed our routines necessarily different. Like, our routines weren't really different, but we did... Sorry, I lost my train of thought. We did kind of try new things with our offense and stuff. And so I think that it was just building off that. And then the teams that we played the first weekend, like, were more confident, and we didn't really, like, have anything to lose. And I think that the teams we played were a little bit different dynamic than the teams we played on the road the first. So it's just, like, adjusting every week and just making our side better every week.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check back for more SUU sports updates as well as more SUU news updates online at SUUnews.com. Thanks for listening.